Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Let's start out with this. On Friday night, tennis legend Serena Williams lost in the third round of this year's U.S. Open. In an article in last month's issue of Vogue magazine, Williams said that she would be evolving away from tennis, and that has drawn massive star-studded crowds to her matches this week. Now, someone that has been in the middle of all that buzz is Roshan Rajkumar. If that name sounds familiar, as I said before, it's because he really is the brother of the former WCCO radio host Roshini Rajkumar. Now, Roshan is the former president of the Northern Section of the United States Tennis Association, and he's in New York for this year's Open. He joins us now from the event itself on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, Roshan. How are you? And thank you for joining us.
Traylon, thank you so much. Doing well. Happy to be in New York. Happy to be on the call with you.
Okay, so I do want to ask you about what's happening right now, but can I just ask you very quickly about this big loss for her. I thought she was going to be just fine with it, but in reading some of your words, I was very surprised to see that it really did hurt her, it seemed. Do you agree?
Well, hurt her in what sense, Sherilyn? Because in the sense of losing, I think coming to the end of quote-unquote career that is, honestly, I think she is the GOAT in
yes.
tennis. I think both men and women's. But at the same time, she's 40 years old. She's definitely bucked the trend of being an older player into the twilight of her career, but playing at such high a level. And I think walking away from it, she's been redefining herself. But at the same time, I think it really did hit her Friday night. And the crowd was, honestly, I was heartbroken just watching her lose because I actually thought she was going to win. Because she pulled it up before. So if I may, I hope I'm not missing the question, because I think it's hard just for her to suddenly say, oh, my God, it's over. The doubles didn't go her and Venus's way. So she's done. And she says she's walking away. But at the same time, I really love what the U.S. Open, what New York, the crowds have done to support her Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We were out here, and it's just been electric.
I can just imagine how much fun that was for you. What is it like right now, tonight? What are you feeling tonight about the competition, how things are going? Do you feel like this is like the end of an era with her not coming back and with Venus not coming back? I can imagine people thinking, oh, my gosh, what now is going to happen with tennis, especially, you know, at this level?
Oh, it's funny that you say that, because I was at the matches for the day session with my wife, and there was a palpable kind of downer in Arthur Ashe, which had just been electric. Like, you had goosebumps just being there. But today, I have to tell you, it was a little quiet. It felt like it, even on the grounds, that something had been lost, just because greatness had called it a day. Serena Williams is amazing when it comes to tennis. But at the same time, I have to tell you, watching Coco Gauff win 7-5, 7-5, and I hate putting the heir apparent on there for an American female player, but man, Coco is great. She's modeled herself after Serena and Venus.
Yes, she has, yes.
Just happens to be an African-American woman, but my goodness, she's got the goods. So I don't want to put any pressure, even lose pressure on Coco. That's always what happens with American tennis. We're always looking for the next great American champion, male or female, and it puts a lot of pressure. But at 18, I still think she's ready to handle his many years ahead of her. But it's a huge loss because we have a vacuum. And honestly, now we got to see what happens both here, because Danielle Collins is also in the bottom half of the draw. She plays tomorrow. Coco, of course, played today. You know, you got two American women who are awesome, fabulous people, great players. But now maybe American tennis fans have to do a little bit more studying on some of their players, both on the male and female side. But at the same time, there's a hole in there. And we've got to both accept it, but also be excited and support our other players who are coming up. And we have so many of them, both on the men's and women's sides. And if you don't know who they are, you know, Shelby Rogers, who I think is a wonderful player, a strong player. And you know who I met? I totally missed Jessica Pegula. Also, I mean, we have great players, Jeremy. So we're not losing out here. It just means some people are going to have to rise, and hopefully they can meet that challenge.
Okay, so in meeting that challenge, first of all, I want to talk to you about, you know, are there other women that reached 40 years old and was still going past that number?
No, there hasn't been. Okay, and the only reason I say this is, and I'm not a complete tennis aficionado, Martina Navratilova, Czech-born player, then, of course, became a U.S. citizen. She was playing well into her 40s and winning. But it wasn't on the single side. She won some later in her career, mixed doubles and doubles Grand Slam titles. So, and Martina is an amazing person, amazing ambassador for tennis, still is, great commentator. But there hasn't been anyone who's done it at Serena's level. I mean, I think about one of the last times she won a Grand Slam. She was 5 months pregnant at the Australian. There hasn't been anyone like that. We've had some amazing former champions, but nothing at that age of 40. And there's some reasons for that. Not only Serena took time away, as did Venus, from tennis at different times, which honestly probably helped with longevity.
Right.
But, you know, the scary thing is that now you have that vacuum I talked about, and any of these female players on the American side probably are feeling that pressure, so they need to keep playing to earn that right to say, hey, I don't know if anyone's ever going to be as good as Serena. But to carry that moniker for American tennis on the women's side, it's a big thing, and it means they're going to have to be working hard now into the indefinite future.
Okay, so then who's the next GOAT?
Oh, Charlie, you know, if I knew truly who that was, you know, I'd be betting money and investing my son's college fund, right? But, you know, Jessica Pergola, who's playing, Danielle Collins, who's playing, Shelby Rogers, who did lose but is awesome, Coco Gauff, of course. I just hate putting pressure on. But let's not also, somebody who's been around, who's a veteran, Madison Keys, Sloane Stephens, who's won a Grand Slam title. We have a lot of really good players. If I had to pick someone out of all of the American female players, I'm just looking at the American female players, I probably might lean towards Coco Gauff. I think she's just she's got a really good head on her shoulders, but also I think she's really passionate about it, and maybe hasn't had the stumbles yet. You know, she came on big at 15, now she's 18. And there will be some challenges, though, to carry that, and I think she has a great family around her, mother and father involved. She has good coaching. She's involved with USTA player development in certain ways, but also has her own coaches. So I think she's got a great foundation, but that's probably where I tip my hat. But if I'm wrong, I'll admit it. But, man, she's, if you haven't watched her play, she'll be playing in, so what, today's Sunday, she'll be playing on Tuesday. And
Tuesday.
I think all American tennis fans should be watching to see how she plays.
Okay, final question. You talked about exhaustion, that Serena really kind of let people know she was exhausted. She had been on the court for 2.5 hours. She was going strong. And exhaustion can stop everything. It stops us in our tracks, right? So if that was I should ask, do you believe that was one of the things that pulled her back away from her win?
Very much so. I actually said it to someone who was right next to me. I was watching the match, and I go, if this has to go to third set, she won't make it. That's the first thing, right? And you could see it. You could just see how she was playing. And here's the thing, and I love Serena, and she's an amazing tennis player, but I think she tried to cram in a lot of training in a short period of time. I think she had 3 matches prior to coming to the U.S. Open and had 2 losses, 1 win. That's not getting game ready for the U.S. Open. And you can get away with a lot of stuff, but I know many pro players will use, if they haven't had a great lead up and with the U.S. Open series, which is amazing, they'll use those early matches to kind of find their ramp up to them be hitting their stride as they get into the second week. That's a lot to ask when you hadn't been playing since Wimbledon of last year. So exhaustion is partly because I think fitness wasn't 100%. And I have some other suspicions about, honestly, where her heart was and what she's thinking about. You know, people can read between the lines with the Bogart article, which I love her media presence, right? She's just like my sister and use your wow. She owns it. She also said a lot of us, the chatter here in New York and at the U.S. Open, is there something else going on, not even the business side? You know, she talks about a family and so forth. Who knows, you know, if there's a second child quickly on the way or not. Total question mark, right? But it's a lot to ask of any human body if you're also potentially in that situation. I don't know that for a fact. Please don't quote me on that, per se. But exhaustion had a lot to do with it. And honestly, the heat's been increasing here. And also, honestly, emotionally, it's amazing what the emotion of supporting can do, but also feeling that pressure. It can take a lot out of you as well if you think you're going to let down expectations.
If you were to see her right now, and she said to you, what did you think? What would you tell her?
I would say, I was so cheering for you and my heart broke when you lost. But also, thank you for everything you've done. You've paved the way for so many players of every background, not just black players. I'm a person of color as well. But for so many players, especially women, giving them a role model. And honestly, there's nothing to be ashamed of. She is the greatest of all time. And I tell her, thank you. Thank you for what you've done for tennis. You've left it in great hands for people to follow. And honestly, I can't wait to see what she does next.
I'm with you on that, sir. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I am just excited to talk with you. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. Have a great night.
You too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up,
staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com. and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.